Hey guys, it's Drew, letting you know that Tom and Chi is proud to sponsor the Court of Nerds and Grand Rapids Comic Con. Stop by their setup in the main hall for $4 grilled cheese classics with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella, and gooey cheddar. $4 barbecue and bacon grillers, and $4 GCDs, Tom and Chi's fantastic grilled cheese donut. Top it all off with the grilling joke. Comic-Con special GCD with blueberry mascarpone, graham crackers, and pop rocks. Eat what's fun, Tom and Chi. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that likes to get down on Eminem rapping in a garage before we get started. We're with you, Em. Just saying. I'm Drew.
I'm John.
And I'm Biff.
We are your Court of Nerds, and we would like to officially welcome Biff. We're going to get the website updated, get a photo of you so people can see how damn handsome you are. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, you know, hey, back off, ladies. He's a taken by me. Gross. Listen, we are the podcast brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 20th through the 22nd. Be sure you get your tickets now at grcomiccon.com and come out and see us, your Court of Nerds. We'll be moderating panels Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It should be a very cool experience. And at that cool experience, you can enjoy some Tom and Chi, another sponsor of our podcast. Tom and Chi, located in Granville. Like them on Facebook, Tom and Chi Granville. Enjoy some delicious foods at Comic-Con, including some Comic-Con exclusive specials. All right. That being said, the big story of the week in our neck of the world plays right into John's wheelhouse.
Certainly does. The most anticipated trailer of 2018 dropped during Monday Night Football on ESPN, which is, surprisingly enough, owned by ABC, which
what?
Is owned by Disney.
What?
No. Who would have known? They even had stormtroopers roll out on Soldier Field. Oh, it was actually kind of neat, really. But
I'm sad I missed it.
It's a spectacle. I mean, this movie comes out in 2 months, almost to the day.
As he looks at his watch.
Like, hey, what I have
is
to.
Yeah, I gotta know what day it is.
Star Wars The Last Jedi. It was a fantastic trailer. It was everything that I think people wanted. And surprisingly enough, only the second trailer to come out for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And being only 2 months left, it's very surprising. I'm sure we're going to get TV spots and all that fun junk later on, but I wanted to maybe not break it down, but maybe point out a few things from the trailer that the internet has loved and that I have loved for the most part. The first one are the Porgs.
Yep.
Porgs are awesome. I'm ready for the Porgs. Who else is ready for the Porgs? The Porgs are the little penguin-looking bird things that was screaming next to Chewbacca on the Millennium Falcon. Oh my goodness gracious. These things are cute as button, and I'm sure they're probably going to be a little vicious. I feel like it's going to be maybe a little vicious because they had those little teeth in there, and you're like, oh man.
I'm hoping for some crazy murders.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. Maybe there's like a whole like herd, let's call it a murder of porgs.
A murder of porgs!
Ooh, I dig it.
Biff, if that's not your next album title, I don't know what is.
Murder of porgs.
A murder of porgs.
It's over right here on Court of Nerds.
That's right.
And the second creature that was released was the crystalline fox that you see running towards the Bason crate as the doors are closing.
Right.
And the Bason crate used to be a Rebel Alliance base back when they were fighting the Galactic Empire, but has been repurposed since Leia knew it was there for the Resistance on this new planet, which has salt flats and red soil. So that's pretty neat. You saw the ships crashing in the teaser trailer, and in this trailer, you see the all-terrain Mega Caliber Sixes, which gets their name from these six cannons on their back. This is more of a gorilla walker than you would say an elephant walker,
right,
like in the originals. They even happen to have what seems to look like jagged edges on the bottom towards the bottom of the legs, which would seem to be for tow cables.
No.
So when they walk, it would cut the tow cable.
Because they're learning.
Because they're evolving. Learning. They walk more like a gorilla would walk, with the hands that more shape, so they're probably less top heavy, which were really cool. And one thing that I also noticed is the upshot of Kylo Ren walking with the stormtroopers, which was fantastic. I don't know if you remember from episode 3, so-and-so's grandpa doing the exact same thing in the exact same shot walking to the Jedi Temple during Order 66. It is the exact same shot. It's awesome. I love that they did that. I love that Rian Johnson did that. And I love that Rian Johnson is super proud and happy with this movie. He says it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great. He said, don't watch the trailer for spoilers, but I mean, you have to. The trailer, I mean, it's the most anticipated trailer of 2017.
Right.
It's the hotness.
It's the hotness.
It's the hotness. Look, besides all the awesome things that you pointed out, which are all rightfully righteous and awesome, do you know my favorite part about this trailer is? I still know fucking nothing about this movie.
You still know nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's why when he said, don't watch for spoilers, I'm like, no, I have to watch. But it leads you to nothing. It leads you to absolutely nothing. Even right. The end scene when Rey's talking and she says, I need somebody to help me, guide me, or something like that.
Right.
And then you see Kylo put his hand out. First off, that's totally edited and cut together.
Yeah,
it's not the same scene.
Right.
She is talking to Luke during that, and hopefully he's putting his hand out to maybe his mom?
Mm.
To maybe Leia? I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Speculation here, yeah.
I don't want to speculate, but you got a little bit of...
You gotta, we got to speculate.
I know.
We're not going to speculate. Why the hell are we talking?
I mean, you got a little bit of Snoke. You got a little raw, untamed power. Who's he talking to at that point? Is he talking to Kylo? Is he talking to Rey?
Is he talking to Luke?
Is he talking to Luke?
Mm.
The new raw strength, speaking of Luke, scares Luke. Was the raw strength Kylo? And now he sees what Rey can do.
Was the raw strength Snoke?
It could have been.
I was thinking it was Rey.
Was Snoke also a pupil?
Classmate of Kylo's.
Right.
Could be.
So
lots of mega space battles featuring the new TIE silencer, which Kylo Ren flies. That thing is pretty sweet.
I
may or may not have to buy that Lego now.
Oh my god, $900.
Oh my god, yeah, you're not going to. And Kylo seems to smash his helmet to kill the past and become what he's meant to be. Does that mean he kills his mom? And I don't want to talk about it because I miss the lady so much.
Right.
But they almost do have to kill her in this movie. It would almost be...
I know.
It's, don't say it!
No, it's respect. It's out of respect, yeah. I think. Because if you put her in which they said they wouldn't, if you put her in as a CG character, fans would be in an uproar.
This
is what you need to do. You need to kill her character out of respect. And I don't know if you saw this story, but her daughter was... watching the trailer with Carrie's dog.
Okay.
And it's like, it's a really cute story, and you see the dog kind of watching the TV, and I'm like tearing up right now, but mm-hmm. It's cool. And, you know, so go read that story. It was kind of neat.
Go read that story so John doesn't have to talk about it anymore.
Right.
Exactly.
John's not crying, you're crying.
And there's a few more things I want to point out. You didn't really get to see much of Finn or Poe,
right.
But Poe says a line about how we can, you know, strike the First Order, and you see a couple amazing shots of this giant hangar, and you see Finn and Rose, and Rose is a new character who's mm-hmm. part of the new Resistance, and from what it seems like is they are going to be infiltrating this hangar base, whatever it is, for the First Order stronghold, and it looks like they succeed in destroying it because it is burning, and you see Finn and Phasma finally fighting, which is what people thought should have happened in the traitor scene during The Force Awakens.
Right.
And he actually has almost the same weapon that dude busts out.
Oh, yeah. It
opens a little bit different. It opens kind of like...
Maybe it's customized?
Yeah, maybe it's customized, but... You get Finn Phasma. I think we're going to get a lot more Phasma. People are pretty upset that she only had a couple lines. I think maybe some of her stuff was just cut out.
Would you say she was like Hawkeye in the first Avengers, where you're disappointed with the way the character was used, but you're hopeful that it'll be better in the next one?
Well, I'm just glad she didn't get crushed in the trash compactor.
Yeah, you're right.
That how she must, how she got off of, oh, Starkiller Base. I forgot the name. Yeah, Starkiller Base for Death Star 3. Let's just call it D3.
Sure, yeah,
DS3. how she got off is beyond me. You didn't see any of General Hux in this trailer?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
So I'm assuming he's still in this movie somewhere.
Maybe. Hopefully. Maybe.
But... yeah, I mean, December 14 at 9:20 p.m. in the IMAX at Celebration Cinema, little plug, cannot come fast enough.
Nope.
Come see us. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
That's our showing is the 9:20?
It is.
Yeah.
Nice.
I gotta buy my tickets.
I have the distinct honor
of
being part of...
might have a couple extra.
I have the distinct honor of being part of John's big ticket buy.
Not yet.
John sits there and hits refresh on the website until the tickets go on sale and is a badass, John.
I mean, I tried to get dead center, but the website, and I'm not mocking them, but they decided to put out a new website the day before Star Wars tickets went out.
Really?
But it was supposed to be the upgraded version of the website, so it wouldn't crash like it did through Rogue One.
Okay.
I ended up getting lucky during Rogue One ticket sales.
Gotcha.
Falling asleep, waking up at 4 a.m., refreshing, and it working.
Nice.
Like, no freaking way this is working for me. But it only took me about 5 minutes to get in. I got the seats I wanted in the back row of the IMAX. They're not dead center, but you know what? I'm going to be there, and
that's all
that matters.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Thank you, Celebration Cinema.
There we go. By the way, speaking of Celebration Cinema, they've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. A lot of great anime films you'll be able to see on the big screen at Celebration Cinema. Be sure to check out that new website. They are fixing a majority of the bugs. And John, I don't know about you. I like the look of the new website.
I think it's great.
I think it's a phenomenal step up. It feels natural. It flows really well. It's easy to use. CelebrationCinema.com. They don't pay us money, but we just really like going there.
And sign up for their rewards program, because I have, like, mad free popcorns. It's totally worth it.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you sign up for free stuff?
Why? Well, speaking of signing up for free stuff, hey, Biff.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, how are you?
I signed up. I signed up, too,
for Twitch.
Twitch, yeah, bringing in some new people. So, if you guys don't know already, I have been brought on by the Court of Nerds, which is absolute honor. I need to just take a second and... just humble myself a little bit here because you guys have blessed me with branding me as a nerd. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
with that said, you can check me out. I am doing, obviously, contributions to the podcast. You can also check me out almost daily on twitch.tv/HelloBiff. I'll be playing some video games. I know a lot of us older guys don't really understand why someone would want to watch someone play video games.
Hey,
but
time out. No, people watch people play games all the time. It's called football, baseball, soccer.
And that's my explanation, because people are like, why do I want to watch you play video games? And I'm like, why do you want to watch somebody play football, idiot? Like, it's the same thing.
It's legit.
Like, you remember being a kid and going over to your friend's house and, like, they only had one controller and they were like, hey, look, man, I'm 76 hours into this fucking Final Fantasy campaign.
Yeah, oh my God.
Do you mind if I just play it? And you're hanging out, you're like, yeah, I'm only 50 hours in. Where are you
at? Yeah, exactly.
And I would sit for hours and watch my buddy John, not you, John, different John.
Different John.
Play Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Because I was so into it. I don't really like playing Final Fantasy.
Right, no.
But I like the story.
And if you can see that develop in front of you and get to a point to where you would have never been able to, that's awesome. Now, with that being said, I'm not MLG. I'm not Major League Gamer. I'm not like 360 no scope headshot guy. I'm just a regular dude that likes video games and who has a beard. And it's a lot of fun. But I try to make jokes. I end up playing with a lot of Overwatch, which is like a multiplayer online shooter. But it's more team-based than individual, like Call of Duty. Or Call of Duty's supposed to be a team-based player,
right,
but everyone's toxic as shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm good on that.
Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And then the Star Wars beta actually just ended on Monday.
Battlefront 2?
Battlefront 2, yeah. Ooh. It was amazing, to say the least. Now, the and you can check out some of my old videos. It saves for video on demand. So if you, once again, just go to my Twitch channel, you go to the video section, it's all right there. So yeah, you can check out some of these. Dude, the graphics, the sound effects. I mean, I swear to God, like, it's like I'm in the damn movie. If I had if there's any game in the world that deserves VR, it's this game.
Oh,
oh my God. Uh-huh. Like, to be able to fly a TIE fighter or, you know, a battle cruiser or any of these, like, in the game. Oh my God, dude. I wish I could just go to my channel, or just, I don't even care. Don't even go to my, no, absolutely go to my channel. But just look up Star Wars Battlefront 2 stuff, man. This is absolutely amazing. Like, I can't wait for the full game to actually come out. I actually found myself enjoying the star battles more than the on the ground, like, let's be Rogue, or let's be freaking the Empire or anything like that. It's like, I couldn't stand shooting at people because it's super inaccurate. I'm used to bullets, and these are like slow lasers.
I'm just excited for the campaign for this game.
The campaign's gonna be amazing
because the campaign comes from the Imperial side,
right
after Death Star 2 blows up.
Now, I mean, and if you do know video games at all, you know that Battlefront 2 has already existed on the PlayStation 2, but man, they've made so many changes. And for those of you that do enjoy the original Battlefront 2, the Steam, if you PC game, they have opened up the servers for the old game because there was such a calling for it. Yeah. So if you have the old Battlefront 2, those servers are back up. Get your friends, do a LAN party, get over there, get on twitch.tv, check me out. We'll all play together. How about that?
What are you playing on?
I'm playing on PC.
Okay.
PC,
you're
Master
PC
Race.
Game. Okay. Yep. No, that's totally fine. Absolutely. It's cool.
When you spend $2,000 to build a computer, you might as well use it, right?
No, yeah, I agree.
But, no, I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm playing, like I said, I'm playing Overwatch right now, doing some Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is really awesome, and I cannot wait for Battlefront 2.
I watched you play The Sims, and...
Dude.
Yeah, I watched him play The Sims, you guys. But you know what? He was at a bar, and he was, like, trying to get a drink, and the bartender wasn't serving him, so he's like, you know what, fuck you, I got booze at home.
Man, I was talking shit to this bartender. I was trying to mac on ladies. I was trying to get the woo-hoo, as they call it in The Sims. And I actually got it. Like, it was his first time. I got an achievement for his first time getting the sex. So,
watch Biff trying to get computer laid.
Right. But no, I mean, a big thing is commentary. I like to try to keep things lively, even if no one's there. Like, if I'm telling you, if I walked in on a stream and was like, this guy's just sitting here staring at his computer, I'd be gone in a minute.
Right.
So, no, we keep it lively, baby.
Well, we wouldn't have brought you on if you weren't keeping it lively, man.
That's true.
We like to keep things, you know, we like to keep things pretty up around here. And I like your comment about Call of Duty's toxic. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I've not played Overwatch, but everything I've heard is it's just this, like, if gamers could have designed their perfect community, it's the Overwatch community.
I mean, it's starting to get kind of toxic, though. We're getting a lot of people. Actually, one of the developers, Jeff Kaplan, had just recently done a developer update. He does, like, weekly videos. And he did a developer update. And usually it's to highlight new features or, like, new characters they're developing, stuff like that. No, this time he told everyone to shut the fuck up and to be nicer to each other. He's like, we don't have time to develop anything right now because we're answering your stupid reports on everybody. So if you play Overwatch, be nice to each other, okay? If you see me on Overwatch, my tag is Hey Biff. Be nice. I'm trying to be nice. I had 4 people request to be my friend yesterday because I was like, hey guys, I know we lost that one, but let's keep going. Contextually, it can be taken as sarcasm. You got to try to be genuine and just be a nice person. This is freaking stupid. It's a video game. Get the fuck over it. Exactly.
Right. The world is shitty enough.
Yeah, we don't need it in our virtual world.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to go into your virtual world to escape reality.
Hey.
Not go back
into it. Not bring
it
in. Yeah. Not bring it in.
Well, speaking of bringing in reality, GR Comic-Con is like a week away, you guys.
Yeah, talk about reality.
Oh, my God.
Segway.
Yeah, that reality kicked me in the dick the other day. We have a ton of panels we've got to prepare for. Biff, I'm excited. It's going to be your first Comic-Con rolling with us. It's going to be the first Comic-Con that the entire Court of Nerds crew will be attending. This has never been able to happen before because we are scattered across the country.
Mm-hmm. Coast to coast, Connecticut to California.
Very literally coast to coast. Mm-hmm. I mean, we cover this great nation. And it's, to me, again, it's kind of ridiculous, but the panels where you can find us, and John, I think we can fairly announce these real quick. We'll run through them.
Sure. No.
So
you have the list. So.
I do. I've got it right in front of me. Friday, the first panel, you can find Emily and Grant talking with Chad Rook. Chad has been in Grand Rapids for Comic-Con before. We're really excited to have him back. 5 o'clock on the main stage Friday, Julian Glover. John, I know you're personally really excited about this one.
I'm really excited about this one.
And you'll be doing that panel alongside Ben and Zach. That'll be your first one.
It will be.
So that'll be very, very cool. And then if you want to head in, Weissman and Vietti are producers. They are phenomenal producers of animation. Mm. I'm super excited for this one. That'll be in the Monroe Gallery A through D. I'll be doing that one alongside our beloved Sledge. Kane, is it Hodder or Hodor?
Let's just say Hodor.
I was going to say Hodor. If you know horror movies, you've seen Kane's work. Grant, Emily, and Zach will be on that one. Biff. I'm sorry, your name is Biff. We're going to go with Biff.
All right.
Voice actor Jason Spezak, who was Wally West in Young Justice. He was also in Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and Rocket Power.
Ooh. Nice.
We are riders.
His panel is 7 o'clock on Friday with Ben and John. And to finish things up on Friday, Adrienne Barbeau, the actress who portrayed Catwoman on Batman the Animated Series, that's in the Grand Gallery, E through F. Grant and Sledge will be handling that one. Saturday, our schedule is rather light because a lot of your big panels on schedule Saturday brought their own moderators.
Yep.
Which, full respect.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
I get it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because one of them's Billy D.
Because one of them's BD Dubs.
So Saturday, 12:45, voice actor extraordinaire, anime god, Mike McFarland is going to be in the building. Grand Gallery, E through F, Emily and Greg will be handling that panel. On the main stage at 3:30 on Saturday is a really unique opportunity. The first time ever in America, I believe, the original actor who portrayed Godzilla is joining us.
Yeah.
Ben and John are handling that panel, nice. And there will be a translator involved, which is kind of freaking cool.
I was going to say, yes. How old is he?
Very old.
Very old.
Respectfully, sir.
Absolutely.
I mean, Gojira!
Right.
Come on! 3:45 on Saturday, Grand Gallery E through F, Tara Sands, another anime voice acting queen.
Mm-hmm.
The big credit for Tara, she's the OG Bulbasaur.
Right,
she's the OG Bulbasaur.
Alma.
I don't know that I need any other credentials. Greg and Sledge will be on that one. And then Saturday night, a really unique opportunity that we decided to take up this year that we haven't done in the past. This will be the first ever year for a Court of Nerds fan panel.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you guys about doing a podcast, setting up a blog page, how you can do it, and how you stay motivated. Because, I mean, Biff, you'll even attest this, even starting your Twitch channel.
Yeah.
It's tough when there's no one watching.
It's hard, man. You know, you just got to, but we'll get into it more. But, yeah, you just got to stay vigilant.
Exactly. So, the Court of Nerds fan panel, first ever, 7 o'clock, Saturday night. Emily will be leading it. We're all going to be there if we're all available.
Yes.
Sunday, we're back in it. It is a big day Sunday for us. 11 o'clock in the morning, things get started in the main stage. Jim Cummings. Voice acting royalty. Darkwing Duck. If you need anything else, look him up. I will be handling that panel alongside Emily because I'm a selfish dick.
Yep.
Don't even care.
That's all right.
Hashtag stolen.
Yeah, I don't care. Also going on, you're going to have some tough choices, though, on Sunday. Because also at 11 o'clock Sunday morning in the Monroe Gallery A through D is Overwatch voice actress Lucy Pohl.
Mm-hmm.
Greg and Biff will be handling that one. Grand Gallery A through C at 11:30 Sunday morning. One of our favorites, Catherine Sutherland. The second ever Pink Ranger. Ben and Grant will be handling that panel. Why? Because every year, Ben and Grant get to interview a Power Ranger. It's in their contract.
Right.
12:30 on the main stage. You're going to be heading back in there for Star Trek's Gates McFadden. That's a hella cool panel. John and Sledge pulled that one down. I'm excited for you guys. 12:45 in the Grand Gallery E through F. Myself and Grant will be talking to Clive Rivel. He is the voice actor from Batman the Animated Series, who played Alfred.
Nice.
I'm really excited about that one.
That's going to be killer.
1 o'clock in the Grand Gallery A through C. James Marshall from Twin Peaks. Greg and Biff will be on that one.
Yep.
At 2 o'clock on the main stage, our last panel of the weekend, Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, Supergirl, Ben and Emily will be handling that one to close out the weekend for us. We'll post the full schedule on thecourtofnerds.com later on this week when I am not so damn busy. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Absolutely.
We've been doing a ton of reviews lately. And by the way, big thank you, if we haven't said it lately, big thank you to Valiant and DC Comics for hooking us up with these review copies so that we can keep reviewing books and providing you guys with the great content that you are used to from the Court of Nerds, and also so that we can read free comic books.
Right, yes. Absolutely.
Don't worry, Vault of Midnight and Tardies, you will still get plenty of our money. There are other things we need to buy.
Yes.
John and I have a whole house to decorate. So.
Yes.
Gavin, we're coming for that Indiana Jones poster.
So I'm glad that we have Saturday off so I can kind of shop and, and spend money I shouldn't spend.
Right. That's the other thing, guys. Big tip for Comic-Con. Budget.
Yes,
budget,
big time.
Budget.
You should have been budgeting 6 months ago. I don't know what the hell you're doing now.
Oh, I just mean don't bring more than you can spend.
Oh, well, or do. I don't care.
Yeah, do whatever you want to do.
It's not my money.
Make sure you stop at the booths, though, and say hi to Tardies. Say hi to Vault of Midnight. Spin that Tardies wheel.
What's on it?
Well, with the Tardies wheel, Biff, and John, you may be more qualified as you're the king of spinning the Tardies wheel.
King of spinning. I want a $70 comic book on that wheel.
So what you do is you spin the Tardies wheel. They select a $10 package of comics.
Okay.
Now, in that $10 package of comics, you're guaranteed to get at least one super cool, at least kind of rare variant cover.
Sure.
You're going to get your money's worth out of this $10 package of comics. Now, it might be a bunch of books you've never heard of. Some of them may be garbage.
Always.
But you could be like John and unwrap Death of the Phoenix.
Oh my! Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, unwrapped Death of the Phoenix in one of his Tardies collector bags. So be sure you say hi to Gavin and Dee from Tardies. Gavin gives great hugs. He does. Now, one thing we haven't announced yet. We're very, very happy about this. We're very stoked to announce it. And we just sent it off to the printers, so I think I can officially talk about it now.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
We are, last year, we did some shirts that we gave away at our panels. This year, we are printing up custom-designed Court of Nerds exclusive 2017 GR Comic-Con posters done by local artist Rob O'Neill. We're so grateful to Rob for doing this for us. We're so grateful to our partners at Things That Make Marks for getting it printed in time for us. We're also going to have, for the first time ever, to give to you at least, Court of Nerds stickers.
Nice.
So if you see us, say hi. Ask for something. We'll hook you up as best we can.
Definitely.
We're going to have 300 posters and 300 stickers per day
to give
away.
Nice. Okay.
To give away. So come see us. We want to give you these. We want you to keep them. We want it to be a memory of, hey, we hung out with the Court of Nerds.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Grand Rapids Comic Con.
Don't be afraid of us. We're large and loud, but we're not scary.
No. Something else to announce that I'm pulling in with my day job is Saturday from noon to 6. iHeartMedia will be broadcasting live on the iHeartRadio app.
What?
Doing Comic-Con radio.
Really?
I will be one of the main hosts for that. Myself, Jenny from Celebration Cinema, Schmitty from Wood Radio, Mike from Mojo in the Morning on 104.5 SNX, and B-Side from 101.3 The Brew will all be involved in Comic-Con radio. We'll be in the main entryway on the Celebration Cinema broadcast stage. We'd love it if you guys stop out and say hey for that as well. It's going to be a great time all weekend long at GR Comic-Con. Biff, we're stoked to have you along for the ride.
I'm excited to be here.
You guys got anything else we got to hit? Did I miss anything, John?
No.
You kind of keep me in line. So.
I'm just saying, like, maybe more Star Wars talk. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, God, we'd be here for 3 hours.
That's it. Yeah, we got to wrap this up. People got to eat. We got things to do. That being said, I'm Drew.
I'm John.
And I'm Biff.
And we are your Court of Nerds.
Hi. My name's Justin Bartz, and I'm from Different Breed Comics. Do you like balls on your chin? Me neither. But what I do like is a podcast from my good friends at Court of Nerds, where they share all of their inputs on comic books, science, lovemaking, who knows? You'll find out, though, if you tune in to Court of Nerds Podcast.